One of the interesting topics in halacha that we've discussed once in the past that relates both to yesterday's parsha as well as to a very recent Daf Yomi Gemara is the Rama in Yeridaya, Simin Pei Aleph Sif Zayin, who tells us that although, strictly speaking, the milk produced by a non-Jewish woman, or in the words of the Rama, Chalav Mitzris, is just like Chalav Yisraelis, is just like the milk produced by a Jewish woman. Nonetheless, the Rama says, Lo Yaniku Tinok Min HaMitzris Im Efshur B'Yisraelis. A baby should not be fed by a non-Jewish woman if there is a Jewish wet nurse available. Why is that? The Rama writes, "Dechalav ovedes kochavim mitamteim halev umolid lo tevara." That the milk produced by a non-Jewish woman is mitamteim halev. It somehow clogs the mind, and it will foster a bad teva, a bad nature in the individual. And then the Rama adds, based on that halacha, so too, even a Jewish nursing woman should not eat devarim ha'asurim, should not eat that which is forbidden to eat. And the Shach explains, even if she is halachically allowed to do so, because she, for whatever reason, let's say she is a echola, and she has a hetzer to eat certain devarim ha'asurim, nonetheless, if it's possible to avoid having this woman nurse a child at the same time, one should do so. And so too the Rama says, even a child, a tinok ba'atzmo, and the Shach explains, a child who ordinarily, me'ikar adin, a parent doesn't have to stop the child from taking that which might be only usur midrabanan, if a child takes it on their own to eat it. Nonetheless, although not mitzat ikar adin, but nonetheless a child should be stopped for other reasons. Why? He calls them mazik lo bizkenuso, because it will have harmful, detrimental impact on the child in his older age. And the Shach explains again, metam temalev vigarim lo tevara. So three halachos in the Rama. One, that if possible, one should avoid having a child nursed by a non-Jewish woman. Two, even a nursing mother who is Jewish, who is allowed to eat Dvar Ma'asurim because she is of ill health, ideally she should not be nursing her child at that same time. And three, even though, strictly speaking, a child who takes a food that is Asur Midrabanan on his own to eat it, the parent doesn't have to stop him as far as halacha, strict halacha is concerned, but mitzad this concern of mitamtim es halev and molid tevara, we are worried, and therefore, for that reason, a parent should intervene to stop the child from eating such devarim ha'asurim. And we do find this idea that aveir metamtemas libo shel adam, the Gemara Numa Lametesam and Aleph, based on the pasuk in the end of Parsha Shmini, al tishaksus nafsho seichem b'chol ha'sheretz ha'shoretz v'lo si tamu behem v'nit mesem bam. So the Gemara Darshan Zimu Lametesam and Aleph, v'nit mesem bam, is written without an aleph, as if it says v'nit tamtem bam, that aveir is metamtemas libo shel adam. That is also a similar idea found in a different Gemara, Yuma Lametes Amin Aleph. The reason this is noged to our parsha, of course, is the Bir HaGrua here in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeh Pei Aleph. Bir HaGrua cites the Medrash Rabbah in yesterday's parsha when Miriam offers Bas Paro Ha'elech V'Karasilach Isha Menekes Min HaIvrio, should I call you a Jewish wet nurse to nurse this child? So the Medrash asks, V'chi Asur Lo LaMoshe Linik Mechalav HaNachris, was it forbidden for Moshe to be nursed by a non-Jewish woman? After all, the Medrash cites the Mishnah by Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Avodah Zarah Chavav Menalf tells us that an Ovedes Kechavim is allowed to nurse a Jewish child. So what was the concern with Miriam allowing Moshe to be nursed by a non-Jewish woman? So the Medrash says, the reason is, El Loma Amrakein, why was Miriam making this offer? Because Bissi had tried to have Moshe nursed by a non-Jewish woman, Upasalas Kulan, he refused to nurse from the non-Jewish woman. And the Medrash asks, why? Because Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, HaPeh She'asid L'daber Imi Yinek Davar Tameh. How can it be that a child who is going to ultimately speak with me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be Yonek Davar Tameh, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused to allow Moshe to nurse from a non-Jewish woman? And the Medrash then cites the Pasuk from the Haftarah, Yeshayah Chavches, Esmi Yore Deya. Now, who is worthy of paskening Divrei Torah? And for that reason, the Medrash says Moshe refused to nurse from a Mitzri woman, and Miriam offered to bring Bisya Bas Paro, a Jewish woman. The question, though, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks in his Emes L'Yaakov, and the Maratz Chayas as well, as cited in Sefer Paras Yosef, Maratz Chayas in Soti Yud Beis, how is this a source for the halacha and Shulchan Aruch? Halacha and Shulchan Aruch is for every single Jewish child should not nurse from a non-Jewish woman. And what's the raya? Moshe Rabbeinu. For 1 second, the Medrash says Beferish. The reason for Moshe Rabbeinu is because Asla Dabe Mashchina. So what does that have to do with me? Moshe is the Navi, Adon HaNaviim, Avi HaNaviim. He's the one who's going to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I understand. He can't nurse from Mitzvahs. Why is this in the Ramban Shulchan Aruch? For every single average little Jewish baby, what is that in Ogeya? So the Maratz Chayas suggests, well, Moshe Rabbeinu lived prior to Matan Torah. There was not yet any halacha of Machal Sasuras. So for him, the halacha wasn't because of Aveir Metam Temes Libo Shel Adam. It was because of Asa Daber Meshchina. But once Torah was given, and now we all have the Surim of Machal Sasuras, so it's relevant to all of us, Mitzad. This concern of Aveir Metam Temes Libo Shel Adam, or in this case, not Aveir per se, but even so, Cholav Nachris is Metam Temes Libo Shel Adam. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a different pshat, a very beautiful musar, says as follows. He says, the fact that the Ramah cites this halacha for each and every one of us, even though it is based on Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Medrash says that Moshe was unique because he's Asl Daber Meshchina, says Rabbi Yaakov, the musar here is the following, that every Jewish parent must raise their child with the recognition that every child has that potential, that Yachol or Asl Daber Meshchina. Every child should be raised with that attitude, that my child can be the Moshe Rabbeinu of this door. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is being raised with this kepeda of Aveir Metam Temes Libo Shel Adam, or Chalav Mitzvos Metam Temes Libo Shel Adam, so every Jewish child should be given that same chinuch, with that same approach, that same attitude, that my child has to be raised with that same kepeda, that same perspective of the potential of every child, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps, although Yaakov doesn't mention it, the famous Rambam, Hilchos Teshuva, that every Jew has the ability to be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously not another like Moshe Rabbeinu, but every Jew has the potential to be a tzaddik, to be in sitkos like Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's as Rabbi Yaakov is reflected in this halacha in the Ramban Yodeh Pei Aleph Sif Zayin. Why is this nogeh to our recent Daf Yomi, famous Gemara, Megil Daf Yigimel? The Gemara says, Vayishaneha Besnara Seha Latov, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Daf Yigimel Amad Aleph. What was the Shinui Latov that was provided for Esther in the Beis HaMelech of Achashverosh? Rav says the Shinui L'Tov was, Hechila Machal Yehudi. They gave her kosher food. Why kosher food? They didn't know she was Jewish. She wasn't telling anybody where she was from. So Ben Eshchai and Ben Yoyada says, well, they knew she was raised by Mordechai. They just thought that she was adopted off the street. They didn't know where she was from, biologically speaking, but they knew she was used to being fed kosher food by her adoptive father Mordechai, so they gave her Machal Yehudi as well. What's Shmuel's Shita? Shmuel's Shita is, no, Hechila, they gave her Kostlayer, according to one Gerasa, Chazeri. They gave her Chazer Treif to eat. Chazer Treif. So how could that be that Esther was given Chazer Treif to eat? So Rashi says, well, because she was Anus, therefore she wasn't Anush. Wasn't her fault what she's supposed to do. She was an Ones, therefore she wasn't punished. So writes Rashi in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that because she was an Ones, she wasn't held liable for it. That's Rashi. This, Yitzchak Zilberstein cites, seems to reflect the sheet of the Rav Pa'olim in his Tshuvas, who was asked the following Shaila. Somebody takes a cup to drink, and without realizing it, swallows some sort of small insect that suddenly flew in and crash-landed in his drink just as he's about to swallow it. Couldn't stop himself. It was onus. What's he supposed to do? I have Matam Temes Libo Shel Adam, Machal Sasuras, Says Rav Palim, no, if it's ba'onas, nothing to worry about. Doesn't have any timtum effect on the individual. So that seems to reflect Rashi Shita here, that even according to Shmuel, that Esther was given this chazer to eat, Rashi says that she wasn't punished for it because mitoch onsa lo nansha, says Rashi, ones, no onesh, which implies nothing to even be concerned about. Mitzad sheni, Tosus argues, and Tosus says, no, chas v'shalom hi lohoysal chalas. Can't be that Esther ate this chazer. How can it be? Can't be. She was given the chazer to eat, but she refused to eat it. Must be, says Tosus. Can't be that she ate the chazer. Sounds like, says Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Chashuk Echemed, sounds like Tosus is assuming that had she eaten it, she would have been suffering the ill effects of the Timtum Halev of Machos Asuros. So it seems as if Rashi and Tosus are arguing about whether when one is onus and eats Machos Asuros, is there a Timtum Halev after effect? But then if Zilberstein suggests that there's no Raya from Tosfos to this Shaila, meaning it could be that maybe Tosfos agrees to Rashi that even if one eats Machos Asuros Ba'ones, there is no Timtum Halev, as we cited from Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim. If so, why does Tosfos find it so impossible to suggest that Esther would have eaten this chazer food? So Zilberstein cites a Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says the following. The Gemara is speaking about how important it is to avoid intimidating members of one's household. La'olam al yatil adam eima yaseir besoch beso. And the Gemara says, how do we know that that's such a dangerous way to conduct one's household affairs? Because an adam gadol, namely Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, he instilled excessive fear in the servants and the members of his household, and as a result, they fed him a davar aser, eiver menachai. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? Can't be they actually fed him eiver menachai. Impossible, says the Gemara. They might have tried to, but can't be they fed him eiver menachai. Why? Because hashta behemton shal tzadikim, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevet kol al yadam. Even a behema, the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not allow the behema to eat a meichel aser. So tzadikim matzim l'kol shekein. Surely tzadikim, Chanina ben Gamliel, would never have eaten a davar aser. So Tosfos there writes that the Gemara refuses to entertain the possibility that a tzaddik would eat a davar aser. Why? D'genai hu l'tzaddik sh'ochel davar aser. It's a genai for a tzaddik to eat a davar aser. So Zilberstein says that even if one assumes, like the Rav Pa'olim, like Rashi, that there's no timtum halev when eating a meichel aser be'ones, but there still should be a genai for a tzaddik to eat a davar aser. Maybe for that reason, Tosfos Miguel Dafi Gimel refuses to entertain the possibility that Esther might have eaten chazer, because even if there's no timtum halev, because it was ba'ones, as Rashi points out, but there still would be a genai for a tzaddik, or a tzaddikas in this case, to eat a davar aser. So therefore, the machlokas achronim still remains. It's machlokas Rav Pa'olim, Ramah Mipano, whether there is timtum halev if one eats machos asuras ba'ones, but there is no raya from the story in Megillat HaVeginimel from Esther Hamalka.